o'clock Eastern Time. Yes, we have reached the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. You just heard Night Mist, a track called Last Night, originally released on the MFT label in 1967. Makes me think of Lucky Strikes. LSMFT, and Lucky Strikes, MFT means fine tobacco. Maybe this label is means fine tunes. I don't know, the tune is pretty good. I have the compilation, Grains of Time, came out on the Australian label, Making Waves. Before that, a real mood breaker, Dion DiMucci, with the B-side to Drip Drop, and No One's Waiting for Me, came out in 1963 on Columbia. Before that, the Shangri-Las, and It's Easier to Cry, the B-side to Remember, Walking in the Sand, came out in 1964 on the Redbird label. And then we kicked it off with the Marvelettes, from also from 1964, and Tamla. And he's a good guy. Yes, he is. 617-627-3800 is the number to call if you want to touch base. 73800. For those of you still living, working, otherwise marooned on the Tufts University campus this summer, yes, WMFO is a change. All that and the change under your seat cushions. Broadcasting from high atop Curtis Hall on the Medford campus of Tufts University. Yeah. Coming up in about 58 minutes will be the lounge. And also, I meant to announce this, this show, Tavern of the End of the World, in 2 weeks from tomorrow, Friday, June 17th. The Brigands with Doug McDonald Band and Greg Allen's Fringe Religion and Pete Cassani. That's a Tavern at the End of the World in Charlestown. I forget the name of the street, but it's the one that goes between Union Square and Sullivan Square, so check it out. It's closer to Sullivan Square, just before you get to the bridge. Yeah, I know. I don't know my streets. I could get you around, like, in 20 minutes around town. But if you ask me the name of the streets, I got... I don't know. You know, that's why these poor people, they ask me for directions. Take it right here. What am I looking for? I don't know, the street over there. Over there, the street. Anyway. So we got another 57 minutes to go. Coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows and so much more, including a dedication. Yes. Somebody's celebrating an anniversary. Anyway, it's good to see all you folks in the house. Makes me really want to do this show. These are the Desperate Hours.
Yeah. Please tell me no, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Dreams come true. Oh.
Gucci, I'm a giggly goo. I cast a spell of love over you.
If you're holding hands with someone when the magic record plays, you'll both be bound together through all your livelong days. Oh.
Gucci, I'm a giggly goo.
So gather round me, all you lovers, when you hear that little bell, you know that here and now, I'll cast the magic spell. Oh,
Gucci, I'm a giggly goo. I cast the spell of love over you. Magic
come true. Oh,
Gucci, I'm a giggly goo. I cast the spell of love over you.
So gather round me, all you lovers, when you hear that little bell, you know that here and now, I'll cast the magic spell. Oh,
Gucci, I'm a giggly goo. I cast the spell of love over you.
did the bop, but now I do the wiggle, cause I want to be the top. Well, I ain't no chubby checker, but they call me the wiggling fool. Well, I ain't no chubby checker, but they call me the wiggling fool. Cause when it comes to wiggling, I can open up a wiggling school. Well, I used to do the fish, I did the pony too, but now I do the wiggle, cause I needed something new. I ain't no Joey D, but I rock them at the Peppermint Lounge. Well, I ain't no Joey D, but I rock them at the Peppermint Lounge. Cause when it comes to wiggling, I got myself an organ sound. Slop, and now I do the twist, but now I do the wiggle and it goes like this. I ain't no Ray Charles, but I got myself a whole lot of soul. Well, I ain't no Ray Charles, but I got myself a whole lot of soul. I'm gonna wiggle till I die and dig myself a wiggling hole.
Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah, anyway, let me tell you what I just played. Just heard Jack Hammer and Wiggling Fool, originally released in Belgium on the Ronix label. I don't know of any American release of this record. I mean, Jack Hammer was an American artist. Except for its presence on some best of thingies. It was originally released on the Ronix label in Belgium in 1962. I got off the compilation Las Vegas Grind Part 1, the CD version. Before that, a dedication. Loyal listener Darlene Lacey is celebrating a wedding anniversary. And this is a song that's been in my head all week. I mean, no matter how much I play it on the test driver or the stereo or on YouTube or whatever, I can't get the song out of my head. It's the B-side to Philadelphia, USA, where there's the tie-in with her husband. The New Tornadoes did Magic Record, released in 1959 on the Carlton label. And before that, the Honeycombs, they have I the Right... Honeycombs did I Can't Stop, a single released on the Interphon label in 1964. For that, the Sandpipers, a band called the Sandpipers, did Stand Up Girl, originally released on the Cypress label in 1966. I got off the compilation Time Won't Change My Mind, came out in Lance around the turn of the century. For that, this week's song that everybody knows, Nowhere to Run by Martha and the Vandellas, 1965 on Gordy. And then we kicked it off with the Seeds, Evil Hoodoo. That was from the first LP. Came out in 1966 on GNP Crescendo. I got off the reissue that came out in 1987, which was that and The Web of Sound. Two, count them, two albums on the same CD. 617-627-3800 is the number to call. If you'd like to touch base, 73800 on the Tufts campus. And in between shows, you want to cut me a bumper, just make a WAV or an MP3 and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Yeah, coming up in about 35 minutes will be the lounge with Danny. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just fooling around with the Facebook thingy here. Nice to see that Beth from Ohio, Mark Peterson from the Twin Cities, my colleague, my partner in crime, John Tremblay, who hosts a show called In the Red. The show's on every week, but him and his wife, Heidi Lee, they host it every other Friday evening. That's from 11 to 2 Eastern Time, 11 Friday night to 2 in the morning. If you can hang around, it's well worth getting a cup of coffee in the middle of the night and hanging around and listen to. But it does archive, so that's one of the good things. Pity the people who don't have archives for their show, though the archives here at MFO don't stick around forever. And you can do that by going over to the WMFO page, www.wmfo.org, go over the schedule, go over to Thursday night, scroll down to Desperate Hours and do it there. Anyway, In the Red, it originates from WNMC on the campus of Northern Michigan College in Traverse City, Michigan. So check it out if you have the chance. Also, shouts to Brother Wayne, who made his presence known. Hopefully he's listening. Took over a couple of years ago on the Wednesday Lost and Found. Actually, Wednesday made it Wayne's Day, and he absolutely crushes it every Wednesday over at MBR, noon to 2. So Wednesday Lost and Found, so check it out. Let's get back into it. Once again, these are the Desperate Hours.
Just me for you, then you. love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts University Radio.
Bye. is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
7:43 Eastern Time. We're past the three-quarter bowl and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Okay. Let me explain away this next to last set of the evening. Just heard a band called The Stompers. And they released a track on the Studio City label, 1965, called I Know. I got off a compilation, Move It. The vinyl version of it was released on Crypt around Y2K, but it was originally released on CD on Teenage Shutdown a couple of years earlier. For that, Len Barry did Somewhere from 1966, came out on the Decca label. And before that, from Sweden, Steam Packer 2 did Take Her Anytime, originally released in Polydor in 1966 in Sweden. Got off the compilation Searching for Shakes. Came out in 1999 on Amigo Music. Before that, the original Surfaris with a previously unreleased track recorded in 1963. A track called Failsafe. I got off the compilation Lost Legends of Surf Guitar Volume 1. Big Noise from Waimea. And then we kicked off the set with the Soothsayers and Black Nor Blue. Got off the compilation She'll Hurt You in the End, originally released on the Acropolis label in 1966. Okay, 15 minutes ago. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you lock in your attic.
Each time I cling to your kiss, are your music divine? Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens. Brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Go!
Yeah, it's 7:57 Eastern Time, and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop truck from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-words from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I'm here each and every Thursday evening serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for your displeasure. Anyway, let me explain away this last set of the evening. I just played the Isley Brothers. I was going to play the Other Side Spanish Twist, and I didn't because it was a post I saw by a fellow disc jockey on social media who ran into a so-called expert at one of his gigs. So that's going out to anybody who spins out in public, carries or lugs their own stuff, so a lot of times their own equipment. Hi! Patty's in the house! She's going to be hosting or co-hosting the lounge with Danny. Anyway, so that's going on with my fellow disc jockeys. Those are those who have the outside gigs, and they get played like a jukebox by the crowd. People don't know any better. Anyway, before that you heard Karen Veros, and You Just Gotta Know My Mind. I got off the compilation Girls in the Garage Part 2, the CD version. It originally released on the D&M label in 1965. Before that, Richard Berry and the Flares did Besame Mucho. I got off the Best Stuff thing he called Baby, Please Come Home, originally released on the Flip label in 1958. I got off the, I already told you what I got off. We kicked off the last set of the evening with Chocolate Moose, a band called Chocolate Moose, a track called Half Peel Banana. It sounds an awful lot like Wipeout. Originally released on the Spotlight label, but I got off the compilation Fort Worth Teen Scene Volume 3. Came out in 2004 on Norton. Anyway, I'm going to leave you off with some traveling music. Danny's in the house. Patty's in the house. My name is Alex. As always, a pleasure is mine. Y'all take care.